The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various websites and emails that I have received in the past week. Starting with, from our very own North Carolina Reading Service, mark your calendar, it's a fundraiser. Dave and Buster's donates $10 to NCRS for every $20 Power Card purchased. Only with this link, which I will share toward the end of March, from April 1st through 30th. You can use your Power Card anytime, but purchases must be made between April 1st to April 30th to support NCRS. And you must use the link provided above for NCRS to get credit. Again, I will provide that at the end of March. Question, what is Dave & Buster's? Answer, arcade games for all ages, food and drinks, and prizes. Just one $20 Power Card can offer hours of entertainment in the arcade. So gather your grandkids, coworkers, or buddies, and plan a super fun outing to support a great cause. Anyone can participate by using the link April 1st through 30th only to purchase a Power Card. So please tell your family and friends. Pro tip, DMB's Power Cards will make great holiday or birthday gifts, and they'll keep the kids busy long enough for mom and dad to relax on a hot or rainy day. We'd also like to invite you to a very informal meetup at Dave & Buster's Sunday, April 26, 2026, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. We'll grab a table so you can hang out as long as you'd like, have a drink, and have a home base between games, as well as a place to meet other NCRS volunteers. You'll need a Power Card to hit the arcade. Remember, each Power Card purchased through this link raises $10 for NCRS, and I will share that link before the end of March, probably on the program for the 24th. Call for speakers. NCRS needs advocates within the community. Would you consider speaking to local community groups, businesses, or other organizations about our history, mission, and programs? Please consider becoming a member of the NCRS Speakers Bureau. Volunteers are needed for all areas of the Triangle. For more information, please contact Tara Racine, R-A-C-I-N-E, email T-A-R-A at ncreadingservice.org. Readers wanted, listeners too. NCRS volunteer Kurt Benrud, B-E-N-R-U-D, invites you to Fairest Creatures 2026, The Sonnets of William Shakespeare. Join the 11th annual celebration of the Bard's birthday. Each reader reads one of the 154 sonnets. No memorization required. Your chance to step on stage and speak 14 of the Bard's lines. Three sessions on Saturday, April 18. Sonnets 1 through 77 in person at Burning Coal Theater, 1 p.m. to 1:25 and 2 p.m. to 26:50. Oh, I see. Sonnets 1 through 25 at 1 o'clock. Sonnets 26 through 50 at 2 o'clock, and sonnets 41 through 77 at 3 o'clock. That was confusing. Three sessions on Sunday, April 19, sonnets 78 to 154 online in a Zoom session. At 1 o'clock, 78 to 102, 2 o'clock, 103 to 127, and 3 o'clock, 28 to 154. I believe that's 128 to 154. No experience required, just practice until you're proud of it. Click to see which sonnets are available. Email fairestcreatures0423@gmail.com. Join an NCRS special team. Would you be interested in sharing your skills with NCRS? If so, please let us know. Currently, we are seeking helpers in the following areas to help with periodic or regular projects and tasks: fundraising, grant writing, outreach, promotions or design, and gala planning and prep. Top 2025-2026 Award winner. Based on Google reviews, North Carolina Reading Service has been recognized as a Raleigh Top 5 nonprofit organization. Thank you for supporting our mission to connect individuals who are blind or otherwise impaired to their family, friends, and community by sharing news, information, and entertainment via the latest audio technology, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The citation is from Business Rate Awards. Here is an email from the AFB that arrived today. NRTC Research Study. Help shape Be My Mentor. Take the survey to help shape Be My Mentor. The National Research and Training Center on Blindness and Low Vision is conducting a research study to help design Be My Mentor in collaboration with Be My Eyes. This new feature aims to connect people who are blind or have low vision with mentors for short, one-time, career-focused sessions. Why participate? Participant input will help identify the most useful features and ensure Be My Mentor meets the needs of both mentors and mentees. Who can participate? Participants must be a Be My Eyes user or volunteer, be over age 18, reside in the United States or Canada. What does participation involve? Answer a few pre-screening questions to confirm eligibility. Complete a short online survey, 10 to 20 minutes. Optionally enter a drawing for one of six $50 gift cards. Ready to get started? Sign up to take the survey at a hot link. This information may be shared with others who may be interested. Questions about the study can be directed to Jamie Boydstun at jboydstun@colled.msstate.edu or call 662-325-8231. This study has been reviewed by Mississippi State University's HRPP and granted an exemption determination, study number IRB-25-476. From NFB.org, Diabetes Action Network. The Diabetes Action Network, DAN, is hosting a seminar to empower diabetics with knowledge and tools to manage their medical health. Knowledge is Sweet 2026 Virtual Seminar. Register for the Knowledge is Sweet 2026 seminar at the hot link. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, Diabetes Action Network, DAN, is excited to announce the third annual Knowledge is Sweet seminar, taking place Friday, March 27th and Saturday, March 28th, 2026. This fully virtual event, hosted on Zoom, will bring together blind and low-vision diabetics, medical professionals, diabetes educators, technologists, and allies from across the country. Knowledge is Sweet is more than a seminar. It is a space designed to educate, empower, and connect. Participants will gain practical strategies to manage diabetes confidently while living the lives they want. Whether you are newly diagnosed, a long-time diabetic, a caregiver, or a professional serving the diabetes community, this seminar offers insight, resources, and community that can make a real difference. Registration hot link. Register for the Knowledge is Sweet 2026 seminar. The registration options are virtual registration $20, audio recording $20, virtual registration and audio recording $40. Program development. Your idea is welcome. We are currently developing a robust two-day agenda. Topics will address accessible medical care and tools, diet and meal planning, fitness and wellness, mental health, and technology solutions for managing diabetes accessibly. We invite your input to help shape this year's program. Do you have a topic you'd like to see covered? Is there a presenter, professional, or lived experience expert you would recommend? Are there challenges or concerns you feel the seminar should address? Contact information, Debbie Wunder, W-U-N-D-E-R, President, NFB Diabetes Action Network. Email debbiewunder@charter.net. Phone 573-268-6989. Benefits and resources. Members of the Diabetes Action Network enjoy unique benefits such as access to publications, automatic access to committees covering all aspects of diabetes, free counseling concerning all facets of blindness and diabetes, as well as access to diabetics who have experienced complications. Members of the Diabetes Action Network also automatically become members at large of the National Federation of the Blind. Blindness-related products, which enable blind and low-vision people to perform everyday tasks more independently, can be ordered from the NFB's Independence Market. Diabetic Living magazines are available through NFB Newsline, a free audio news service for anyone who is blind, low-vision, or otherwise print-disabled. It offers access to more than 500 publications, emergency weather alerts, job listings, and more. Our mission, the NFB Diabetes Action Network, educates, empowers, and inspires people living with diabetes and its complications. We share the Federation's can-do philosophy through our various publications, volunteer peer support, and advocacy for accessible diabetes technology. Together, we challenge one another to live our best and fullest lives. More about the NFB Diabetes Action Network. Diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among working-age adults. That's why the National Federation of the Blind, the largest and most influential membership organization of blind people in the United States, established the NFB Diabetes Action Network, NFB-DAN, 22 years ago. The NFB-DAN improves lives through advocacy, education, research, technology development, and programs encouraging independence and self-confidence. Originally, the goal of NFB-DAN was simple: to educate, empower, and inspire blind and visually impaired people with diabetes to manage their condition independently and confidently, and to advocate for accessible diabetes products. Thousands of NFB-DAN members manage multiple complications, not just vision loss, so our mission has also expanded to include people with all kinds of diabetic complications. NFB-DAN volunteers share their experiences and encouragement with those facing similar complications, such as kidney failure, amputation, and neuropathy. For more information, please contact President Debbie Wunder. Email debbiewunder@charter.net, phone 573-268-6989, mailing list nfbnet.org/mailman/list/info/diabetes-talk_nfbnet.org. NFB-DAN is a proud partner of the State of Diabetes Complications in America. From BeMyEyes.com, BeMyEyes and Amtrak expand live visual support to over 50 stations nationwide. There are images for both BeMyEyes and Amtrak. Expansion includes some of the largest and busiest train stations in the U.S., marking a major step forward for accessible rail travel. BeMyEyes and Amtrak are expanding live visual support to more than 50 train stations across the United States, including some of the largest and busiest stations in the country, including major hubs such as Chicago, Union Station, Los Angeles, Denver, Union Station, New York, and Washington, D.C. This expansion is a major step forward in making train travel more accessible, more independent, and less stressful for passengers who are blind or with low vision. From pilot to nationwide expansion. When we launched our pilot with Amtrak in August, the goal was simple: make it easier for blind and low vision travelers to navigate busy train stations in real time. Stations can be overwhelming, changing tracks, crowded platforms, hard-to-read departure boards, and unfamiliar layouts are all part of the experience. Through the BeMyEyes app, passengers were able to connect instantly with trained visual interpreters who could help with finding the correct track or gate, reading departure boards and signage, navigating large or unfamiliar stations, and anything else where a pair of eyes makes a difference. The feedback was clear. The service helped reduce stress, supported independent travel, and proved its value in real-world journeys. As a result, Amtrak has decided to scale the program nationwide. Now available at 50 stations nationwide. Live visual support is now available at stations across the U.S., including Albany Rensselaer, New York, Alexandria, Virginia, ALX, Austin, Texas, Bakersfield, California, Baltimore, Maryland, BAL, Boston, Massachusetts, Back Bay, BBY, Boston, Massachusetts, South Station, BOS, Buffalo Exchange Street Station, New York, BWI Marshall Airport, Maryland, BWI, Charlotte, NC, Chicago Union Station, Illinois, Denver, Union Station, Colorado. Emeryville, California, Eugene, Amtrak, Oregon. Fredericksburg, Virginia, Fresno, California, Greensboro, North Carolina. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Indianapolis, Indiana. Kansas City, Union Station, Missouri. Los Angeles, California, Martinez, California, Metro Park, New Jersey, MET. Milwaukee, downtown, Wisconsin. Moynihan Train Hall and New York Penn Station, NYP. New Carrollton, MD. New Haven, CT, NHV. Newark, New Jersey, Penn Station, NWK. Oakland, Jack London Square, California. Philadelphia, PA, PHL. Pittsburgh, Union Station, Pennsylvania. Portland, Union Station, Oregon. Providence, Rhode Island, PVD. Raleigh, NC. Richmond, Virginia, Staples Mill Road, RVR. Rochester, Louise M. Slaughter Station, New York. Route 128, Massachusetts, RTE. Sacramento, California. San Diego, downtown, California. San Jose, California. Seattle, King Street Station, Washington. Springfield, Illinois. Springfield, Massachusetts. St. Louis, Missouri. Stamford, Connecticut, STM. Stockton, San Joaquin Street Station, California. Trenton, New Jersey. Vancouver, Washington. Washington, D.C., WAS. Wilmington, Delaware, WIL. This means more coverage, more confidence, and more freedom. Brian's story, how live visual support from Amtrak makes a real difference. Brian, a blind comedian and podcaster from New York, lost his vision later in life due to retinitis pigmentosa. When planning a recent trip to Washington, D.C., he wanted a smooth, stress-free experience navigating Amtrak's Union Station independently. Using Be My Eyes service directory, Brian connected directly with an Amtrak agent who helped him connect with an Amtrak RedCap employee who could offer in-person direction and support. Discover his story in our community stories. Hotlink. How to get started. Download or open the Be My Eyes app from the App Store and Google Play. Select service directory, navigate to travel and transportation, and choose the Amtrak support profile. Connect live with an Amtrak agent for quick assistance on the go. A shared commitment to accessible travel. For blind and low vision passengers, accessibility isn't optional, it's essential, says Brian Bashan, VP of Be My Eyes. Seeing this partnership grow from a pilot into a nationwide expansion shows what's possible when accessibility is built into the travel experience. If you're traveling through one of the participating stations, we'd love for you to try it and tell us how it works for you. Your feedback continues to shape how the service grows. From AFB.org, A Tale of Two E-Readers, The Good News Launched by NLS. Article by Deborah Kendrick. For most of us, March 2020 will always evoke the memory of lockdown, quarantines, masks, and all of the other traumatizing changes wrought by the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. But there were positive events taking place in March 2020 as well, and the one that stamped its most indelible memory on a few of us doing work for the National Library Service for the blind and print disabled was the launch of the NLS Braille e-reader pilot. A little history. In the summer of 2013, a conference was held in Watertown, Massachusetts that would bring significant changes to the delivery of Braille materials by the NLS. The Braille Summit was a think tank of sorts, bringing together Braille teachers, Braille readers, Braille producers, and other lovers of Braille to dig in and brainstorm the future and promotion of Braille. One significant idea that came from that intense conversation was that putting a refreshable Braille device in the hands of all Braille readers would encourage the reading of Braille and provide Braille material in a more equitable fashion to blind people. Rather than long waiting lists for a finite number of Braille copies of a single book, an infinite number of readers could download that book to read and choose their own time for reading it. Many Braille readers had been downloading books for years by 2013, but refreshable Braille displays are costly and were therefore not available to all. Fast forward just 5 years to an amazing appropriation by the United States Congress, a one-time appropriation of $5 million in order for NLS to launch the e-reader pilot. Bids went out, two products were selected, and in March 2020, seven of us began putting these machines through their paces. Spearheaded by Tamara Rorie, R-O-R-I-E, head of the Patron Engagement Section of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, the pilot is now a program. The two e-readers have been distributed to 40 of the 50 states, and the plan is for all states to have received their units by the end of 2023. Two machines, one set of functions. Certainly there are differences between the two e-readers. They look and feel distinctly different from one another. There are some distinctions in features and performance. The important takeaway, however, is that they are both powerful machines designed to do the same job: display and download books and magazines from the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. And both do that job extremely well. One is from Zumax. The other is from Humanware. I'll first provide an overview of their physical appearances and then a more detailed analysis of features and functions. Physical description. Both NLSE readers are small enough to fit into most typical backpacks, tote bags, or purses. The Zumax measures 8 inches wide, 5 inches deep, and 1.5 inches tall. The Humanware e-reader is from 1/2 inch to 1 inch smaller in every dimension. Both machines have 20 braille cells with 20 accompanying cursor routing buttons. Both have long battery life. Both are charged via a USB-C port. Both have powerful Wi-Fi and Bluetooth capabilities. Both have 16 gigabytes of internal memory, and both are designed to accommodate additional storage via SD card and/or USB flash drive. Each e-reader ships with the following accessories: a custom carrying case and lanyard, a USB-C cable and power block for charging, a USB-A cable for connecting an NLS-style cartridge, and a hard copy Braille user's guide. Humanware. The Humanware e-reader has the 8-dot Perkins-style keyboard, the 6 Braille keys, plus backspace and enter. On top, in a slightly curved arrangement believed to be more ergonomic. Directly in front of the keys are the 20 cursor routing buttons, which feel like large round dots, followed by the 20 8-dot Braille cells. Finally, at the front of the top surface, at its center, are two space bars. On the front edge of the unit are 4 evenly spaced rectangular thumb keys with 1 round selector button in the middle. In addition to acting as the 4 arrows found on a cursor cross on a QWERTY keyboard, these keys are used for panning backward and forward, executing navigational commands, and more. Patrons who have used other Humanware Braille products will recognize the thumb keys as a brand standard. On the left edge are the USB-C port, power button, and USB-A port. On the right are up and down volume buttons and an audio jack, none of which have any function in the use of the e-reader. To underscore this fact, the audio jack has a rubber stopper. On the back edge is the SD card slot. The Zumax. The Zumax e-reader sports a few more keys, which sometimes provide more options for getting things done. Again, the Zumax is slightly larger in every dimension than the Humanware machine. On its top surface is the 8-dot keyboard. Again, the 6 Braille keys of a Perkins-style keyboard plus backspace and enter. There is also a space key located between dots 1 and 4 on a Perkins Brailler. The keyboard is slightly elevated, about 1/4 inch higher than the rest of the top surface. As on the Humanware e-reader, you will find the 20 cursor routing buttons in front of the keyboard and the 20 Braille cells in front of those. On either end of the 20 Braille cells are 3 display buttons. Arranged in the pattern of a Braille cell with 3 on the left and 3 on the right, these keys provide a variety of functions, including panning text. The front edge is a slightly slanted design so that its bottom edge juts out toward you. Along the front edge, moving from left to right, are 11 controls. These keys are all very tactually distinct and perform a variety of valuable functions. Most significantly, they provide multiple options for panning text. On the left edge is the SD card slot, and on the right are the USB-C and USB-A ports, as well as the buttons for on and off. One very nice distinction of the Zumax machine is that all of the left and right side ports and buttons are identified with permanent Braille symbols. So, what does an e-reader do? Maybe your sighted friends or family members talk about reading on a Kindle Paperwhite or Kobo Libra. These are electronic readers, flat tablet-style devices for downloading and reading books in print. Our NLS e-readers perform exactly the same functions for people who read Braille. If the idea of refreshable Braille is new to you, imagine having a room full of books in one handheld device. The Braille scrolls beneath your fingers 20 cells at a time. You can manually go forward or back, called panning, on Braille devices. Or set your e-reader to auto-scroll at a speed which is comfortable for you. Navigation controls make it possible for you to move forward or back by line or page, or entire Braille volume. You can bookmark your favorite poem or paragraph or recipe to return to it again and again. If you are the kind of person who likes to have three or four books going at the same time, a novel, a cookbook, your favorite book of prayers, your e-reader will keep your place in all of them when you power off. If reading on a Braille display is new to you and you just want to start reading and save the technical steps for later, a sampler cartridge has been prepared that makes it easy to load a bookshelf of books into your e-reader automatically. Using the cable provided, you simply attach the cartridge and let the e-reader automatically load your sample library. If you don't have internet access or just aren't interested in downloading for yourself, you can ask your library to load books of your choosing onto cartridges as a matter of routine. Don't worry about space. You can put a few versions of the Bible, all the Harry Potter books, a few bestsellers, and still have plenty of room for more on your e-reader. If you should begin to run out of internal storage space, which is unlikely but always possible, you can add books on SD cards and or flash drives. These are e-reader, not e-writers. You can copy, move, and delete books and files, but there are no editing capabilities on either unit. Logging in. If you are a person old enough to remember life before computers and the internet, and remember the days of waiting for those precious Braille volumes to arrive in the mail, it is then safe to say that the ability to browse, select, and download a multi-volume Braille title in a matter of seconds is nothing short of dazzling. Where you once had to concern yourself where all 13 volumes of that new mystery or romantic saga was gonna fit in your tiny apartment, you can now bask in the knowledge that your e-reader will enable you to download dozens of such books and to flip forward and back from one to another at a moment's notice. The first step, of course, is signing in to your wireless network. This is relatively straightforward on both units for most people, but if you do run into difficulty, a simple text file containing your wireless network's name and password can be loaded onto your e-reader for an automatic solution. Similarly, the first time logging into NLS BART is mostly straightforward, but when problems do arise, this too can be accomplished by loading a simple text file onto an SD card or flash drive. After you have logged in for the first time, as with other devices accessing BARD Mobile, future logins will be automatic. You can search by recently added, most popular, or by subject. You can search by title, author, or keyword, just as you can on other mobile devices or on your computer. You can add books to your wish list or go directly to your wish list for downloading. One important distinction regarding all browsing and searching with the NLS e-reader is that BARD will show you only those titles which are available in Braille. If, for instance, you are browsing one day on your computer and add a plethora of new titles, both audio and Braille, to your wish list, the e-reader will show you only the Braille titles. Since the e-readers display only Braille and have no capacity to play audio, this particular feature can save time and frustration. Once your books are downloaded, no wireless connectivity is needed. Your e-reader, which can fit into a large pocket or small bag, will allow you to take your library anywhere, even remote locations with no internet. I ran out of time for this week's Vision News. I hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next week. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.